The El Paso Museum of History began way out on the edge of town in East El Paso in 1974. But since it moved to its new building downtown at 510 North Santa Fe in 2007, it has continued to just get richer and better. My guest is Sue Taylor, education curator with the El Paso Museum of History. Welcome, Sue. It's good to have you here.
Thank you, Monica. It's good to be back.
There is so much going on. And when is your next big event?
Well, we're going to have one on Friday, March 8th from 6 to 8 p.m. It's going to be called Tribal Cafe at Belly Dance Extravaganza. And we're doing this because a lot of people may not know it, but on Thursday nights, every Thursday night, we offer belly dancing classes.
Ah.
I'm trying to get people into the museum on Thursday nights, and one way to do that is to offer classes that have a focus and dovetail into one of the many cultures that, of course, make up El Paso. And belly dancing is just one of them. That Friday night, the Tribal Cafe, come on in, have some coffee, have some pastries. It's all free. And you'll be seeing some very unique belly dancing going on. We're going to have dancers who are doing tribal fusion. And this is where you're going to see different types of the standard belly dancing.
Mm-hmm.
This is more the art form of belly dancing.
What a smart way, though, to reach out into the community and make things happen, because a history museum is potentially a dead zone. If somebody doesn't get creative, you're not going to attract people who don't consider themselves to be history buffs. And this is really tapping into the vitality of our history. So good for you.
That's
good
what it does.
You.
We're going to have drummers, and the drumming is definitely going to add to the vitality.
Yes, definitely. And then the next event I know is Saturday, March the 9th, a week from today at 2 p.m. You have a very exciting thing for Women's History Month.
That is. Joe Longo, he is a historian on women's history. He's been making it a point to study and find out as much as he can about the unsung heroes of our city's politics, the women.
Yes.
And everybody knows about Susie Azar, but there were other women who more or less paved the road for Susie to be able to do what she did, which was, of course, become the first woman mayor of this city.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Longo is going to talk about that, starting from the very early years of the city all the way up to 1990.
Yes, 1912 to 1990.
Exactly.
Oh, that's going to be exciting. Yeah, we'll find out who's standing on whose shoulders all the way along.
Exactly.
Very exciting. You'll have a drumming event on March 16th.
We have a poster exhibit that's going to be going up that deals with the cover art of records that were produced in the 1960s.
Oh.
And not only do we have original artwork from that, but we have some modern artwork that has been inspired by some of those very same albums. So I thought, since drumming is so much a part of the music of the 60s, 70s, and even today, why not have a drumming workshop? And that's exactly what we're going to do. And that will be on that Saturday at 2 o'clock. Mauricio is going to be conducting it. And I highly recommend everybody to come to it who can, because you're going to be learning about the history of drums, how drums were just music in and of themselves, and how they essentially were incorporated into other forms of music.
What an exciting way to get people into the facility, enjoying it, using it, realizing it's theirs to enjoy. Then Saturday, March the 30th, 2 p.m., also free, the Missions and Their People lecture series.
What we're doing there, we have our Fourth Wall of Giants up right now, and we are doing an honoring of the Mission Valley and its people. The lecture series, Elias Bonilla is going to kick it off by doing an overview of how the missions got started, how the missions were really more than just Catholic churches. They were a partnership between the Crown and the Church in order to bring in the Native Americans, but also to make them good tax-paying citizens.
Ah, yes.
So Elias is kicking off that lecture series, which will then be going on for the rest of the year. We will be having people talk about the archaeology of Socorro. We'll have people talking about San Elizario and the early Presidios. I'm going to have Dr. Lorenzo Candelaria down, who will be talking about the music that you might have heard in the missions. We're going to have Dr. Rick Hendricks, who will be coming from Santa Fe to talk about the missions and the change that they underwent in the 19th century. And we're even going to get a speaker from Capistrano in California, showing us the comparison between the California missions and the Texas missions, as well as we'll have the architect who worked on San Javier del Bac in Tucson, who's going to come and talk about, again, the Arizona missions as they compared to the missions that we had
here.
What
a wonderful way to make us all more educated residents of this area, where we can stand there and actually tell our kids something exciting about the region. And very quickly, you have one more thing in the month of March on the 28th, Thursday?
Right. That's going to be another lecture series. We're going to have three in that series. We are going to have an exhibit on the centennial of the diocese here in El Paso, which ties in very neatly to our missions exhibit, because the missions were first. Then, of course, the diocese came later in the 19th century. And, of course, we're going to be celebrating that centennial. We have three wonderful lectures lined up for that. And on this first Thursday night, it's going to be a history of the diocese through historic photographs.
Oh, this is a really, really vital and exciting work that you're doing there. I'm talking with Sue Taylor, education curator with the El Paso Museum of History, about all the wonderful events and exhibitions and happenings and workshops taking place at 510 North Santa Fe. That's the El Paso Museum of History downtown. For information, call 351-3588. Thank you so much, Sue, for keeping it a happening place and for coming in to talk with us.
Thank you.